Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast. And I swear for God, I can't make it up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. I'd like to thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche, without it even being a cliche: without you, there's no me. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. And I recently did this, but I wanted to change it because there were some things that I was thinking about that I didn't say. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about this school shooting that happened in Arlington, Texas, with the kid, 17-year-old kid, shoots an 18-year-old kid. And he shot him about 5 or 6 times, so he tried to kill him. But it's more to this story that, you know, it got to be more, because I'm confused. Let's talk about it. Now, I want to know what led to this. Was this kid being bullied? Because, you know, one thing in life, there's always two sides to every story. You know what I mean? Like, one side, then you being lied to. There's always two sides. But I got to say this before I go on. To the 18-year-old kid that got shot and killed, man, and to his family, to him, may he rest in peace. And I'm sending all my condolences to his family, because that's crazy. But like I said again, I don't want to jump to conclusions, because again, I wasn't there. So I really don't know. I only can read the article and give you my humble opinion. And that's what I'm doing, because to shoot this kid 5 to 6 times, that means you was intentionally trying to kill this kid. 5 or 6 times? Oh yeah. You trying to take this person out. Now, what I want to know is, what happened? Because you did it at 3 p.m., so it was premeditated. So you had all morning, all noon, all afternoon. You know, you had the whole school day to think about what you was going to do. And I guess you came to a conclusion that this was your best decision and your only option. Kid, I want to tell you, you had a whole lot more options than this. Now, I don't know. I'm not saying what you did was right, because you murdered someone. Was you being bullied? Like, what happened? You know, I got to know what happened. But at the end of the day, you took a life. So you got to pay for what you did. Now, I'm not trying to make it seem like what you did was right, because no, it was wrong. Like, you know me, I'll be 43 this year. You know, the first thing I'm gonna go to and say, like, what happened to, like, could you not beat him? Like, why didn't you fight him first and keep fighting him until you beat him? That's how I was raised back in the day. Like, mama always said, I don't care. And I tell my son the same thing. I don't care if you lose the fight, just fight. And that's what my mother used to always tell me. And she instilled that in me. I don't care if you lose, son. Just fight back. Because if you don't fight back, you got to deal with me. And you don't want to deal with me. And that was right. I didn't want to deal with my mother, because she'll whoop my ass for not fighting. So I had to fight. Because if I didn't fight, that's 2 ass whippings I had to get. So. So, you know, I had to let my hands go. Even though if I didn't want to, scared to death, still had to do it, because didn't want mama to whoop my ass neither. So, with that being said, could you not beat the dude? Have you ever fought the dude? Like, was it behind a girl? Bro, you got me just curious right now. Like, literally curious. Like, damn, like, could you not beat him? Like, Come on now. Like, if you lose, you lose. Just fight back. Because there's no guns where you at, where you going. That's the point I'm trying to make to you, kid. Like, it's not no, it's not any guns in there, bro. Like, there is no guns. You're gonna have to use your hands or get you a knife. I don't know if you ready for what you just did. I really don't. I don't know if you can really, or you are processing, cause the smoke done settled, the dust done clear. You in jail and you'd have been charged with murder. I can only imagine what your parents is thinking. If you got sisters or brothers or cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents, like, I can only imagine what they are thinking right now and how they are feeling, knowing that my child is a school shooter. Didn't kill multiple people. Doesn't matter. School shooter. Your child gonna be branded as a school shooter. Like, and the family got to live with that. So like I said, man, it's just a bad, sad day. And I wish that it never happened, but can't change it now. It happened. But we got to be smarter. Like, and to these youngins out here, man, please, please think before you act. I did a podcast called Measure 10 Times and Cut Once. That's what I meant. Like, think about that shit 10 times over and ask yourself, is it really worth it? Because you had all day, young man. You had all day to ponder your future, to know that life goes on. You had all day to think about it, bro. Like, what point in your mind that you thought your life wasn't worth it anymore? Like, you just got me confused right now, bro. Like, you got a whole life ahead of you. You still got life ahead of you, but it's gonna be long, hard, 4 days, for real, because you really don't know. And for you to be 17 and they got your picture, your name in the newspaper, that means they are trying you as an adult. Like, they're not even thinking about sending this case to juvenile court, because if they did, bruh, your name would not be in the paper. So get ready for the big leagues, bruh. Like, it's over. It's over, man. The only thing you got going for you right now, that you are in a juvenile jail. Now, that part of it is true. You're in a juvenile jail, but you got adult charges. Because, again, if they wasn't planning on charging you as an adult, I wouldn't be looking at your face right now, and I wouldn't be looking at your name right now. See, but I'm not going to call your name. I have no reason to say your name. Still somebody's son. You still 17. You still not 18. I just wish you didn't throw your life away the way that you just did, son. Because you're going to have a long time to think about it. Believe that. And again, to the kid who passed away, Mr. Barnes, 18 years old. 18, man. 18. Wow. Sad, man. Just a sad situation. Sad day. How you think I feel? My son turned 13 this year. You know what I mean? Haven't even made it to high school yet. I hope and I pray I never get that phone call. You know? It's because it's a phone call. No parent needs to receive. I promise you that. And on that note, man, I just want to say thank you for listening. Tell people about me. You know, if you enjoy the podcast, share the podcast. I told y'all how I'm doing it. I'm doing it like it's 1999, like I'm slinging mixtapes out the back of my trunk. And it's so true. Without you, there is no me. I love y'all. Appreciate it. And again, my condolences to the kid family that passed away. I'm sorry for your loss. And to the kid who did the shooting, I would just wish you would have thought twice, three times, four times, five times, six times before you pull that trigger. Because you had all day to think about it, dog. And you thought this was the only way. And it's crazy because it really wasn't. Man, you had your whole life ahead of you, bro. But again, I don't know if it was you was being bullied. Was it on some gang shit? See, you never know. Like I say, so I'm going to reserve some things until more information comes out about this case. And on that note, I'm out.